You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
Thursday with breaking news and a shocking firing from the University of Alabama. Good afternoon. Welcome into the program on this Thursday. What everyone thought would be a quiet, calm, early spring afternoon has turned into a great deal of tumult and controversy from the University of Alabama. The baseball coach is out. Yes, Brad Bohannon has been fired as the baseball coach. He was hired by Greg Byrne a number of years ago. And Greg Byrne, another controversy. He had the national hullabaloo over the basketball program. Now he has this. According to Byrne, Brad Bohannon has been released for, among other things, violating the standards, duties, and responsibilities expected of university employees. Bohannon has been relieved of all duties, and Jason Jackson will serve as the interim coach. There's no further comment. This is all in the wake of a baseball betting scandal, which first made news the other day and apparently has exploded at the feet of Bohannon. According to people close to the program, no one else seems to be involved, but clearly all arrows were pointed at the baseball coach as they begin a series later today. The SEC season just 2 weeks away from completion, and Alabama now without its head baseball coach, and the University of Alabama once again mired in an ugly scandal. Let's move on. Yeah, it's list season. So where is Alabama football ranked in this poll? Number six. Watch your six. Is a saying that a lot of people in the security world often say. And Alabama is behind Georgia and LSU. Now, this is The Athletic. Stuart Mandel, Georgia, LSU, Michigan. How about LSU at number two? Michigan, SC, Ohio State. Bama just seems to own that sixth position. Washington, Penn State, Florida State, and Tennessee. Meanwhile, Deion Sanders, talk of the offseason. He'll be the talk of the season, at least until his team starts to play. Pat Forty's got some other storylines for all of us to Colorado, and Deion seems to be the one everyone is talking about. Alabama, where are they going to be? Georgia, trying to make history. Texas, back. Heard that one before. Florida State, back to the ACC. The Pac-12 and Notre Dame's reconstituted offense. And the transfer exodus in Colorado continues to be the story. Why so many players? Is this good, bad, and different for college football? I think you know the answer to that. We will get to the bottom of it. Ralph Russo joining us, the chief person of the AP College Football Division. Ralph, great to talk to you again. We won't ask you about the Alabama baseball story, although that was probably the least expected story of the day when we all woke up this morning. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi, how are you, Paul? Yeah, certainly, you know, college sports always is great at, well, I'll use the baseball pun, throwing you a curveball at times when you think you might be into a little bit of peace. I don't have a ton to add to what's going on other than, you know, we've reported, as others have, that, you know, through a source that as of right now, there appears to be no evidence that players are involved in this. You know, and frankly, I mean, you know, Alabama is playing in a couple of hours. So, I think if there was anything to contradict that, we might be able to see that play out on the field, right? If Alabama showed up with half a roster or had some key players who weren't available, it would be a little tricky for the university to hide that. So as of right now, This appears to be a matter with the baseball coach. And I think, you know, the bigger picture is, you know, you kind of wonder with gambling so pervasive and legal in so many places, if we don't see maybe more of this in college sports. Where exactly this is going still is, as they say, a developing story.
It is interesting, Ralph, that we had this national controversy a few months ago with Brandon Miller, and a lot of questions were asked, none of them answered, by the way, by Greg Byrne, the athletic director there, and now one of his hires in trouble again. I realize the athletic director can only do so much. One of his top assistants is under investigation right now on a domestic situation. I mean, this athletic department, which looked to be one of the most sound in the country with the greatest coach of all time and the number one basketball team a couple of months ago, suddenly a lot of issues there right now.
Yeah, I think it proves or disproves the idea that, well, as long as football's okay, everything else is fine, right? Like, I think people looked at Greg Byrne and thought, wow, that guy's got the easiest job in America. He's got Nick Saban as his head coach, so football's great, and everything else just sort of falls into place. And then little by little, you realize running an athletic department is more than just football. And you're right. I mean, you know, you can scrutinize the job that Greg Byrne has done in a lot of different ways and say, well, you can't control this and you can't control that. But ultimately, if you're at the top of the athletic department, you're going to have to answer some questions. You know, I'm not here to fire anybody, but there is without question, you know, he's going to have to answer some questions about what's going on in his department. And it's just been a really bad look for Alabama. It's just been one fire after another that, you know, sort of staining the athletic department. I'm not saying you can't recover from this, but boy, I mean, it's been a left and a right. I was wondering if at some point Saban decides maybe he's got to take his take his program somewhere else. You know? But you guys are making me look bad. Like, we're still going to be Alabama, but I'm just going to go somewhere else and play. Right?
I want to be by the I'm taking us back 30 years by the old AP wire machine when the bells start ringing that Nick Saban is in the transfer portal by Ralph Russo.
Don't take that the wrong way, Alabama fans. Yeah, Nick, I'm sure, is going nowhere. But again, if I'm Nick Saban, I'm sitting back going, like, wait a second. I got this thing completely under control, and what are you guys doing?
Right? Yeah, I mean, it was interesting, not to digress, but Saban made some, you know, comment during the basketball controversy that he tried to walk back. But everybody knew what he was saying in relation to what Nate Oates had said a couple weeks earlier. Well, let me get you finally to football. And the week that wasn't for Deion Sanders, you've seen a lot. Have you ever seen anything quite like the exodus, most of them forced, if not all of them, out of there by Deion?
Yeah, this is unprecedented, and obviously it's the extreme of what we thought maybe could happen in the transfer portal era, with some rules changing and some loopholes that could be exploited for a new coach. You know, listen, I try not to be too pearl clutchy about this. Like, I certainly have empathy for some players who really just wanted to play at Colorado and now are no longer at Colorado. So I don't want to seem heartless, but I also don't want to be the person who goes, hey, the players should get more money. Hey, the players should get more freedom, and not understand that there could be some consequences with that, right? So just to lay that out, I do understand what, you know, why players might feel bad and people look at this and go, oh my gosh, this doesn't seem right. My bigger question is, like, are you just shuffling names and players in and out at a certain point? Like, I know Colorado was bad, but there's probably a handful of players, some of which are getting offers and landing. Some of these players that have been, like, are in the portal are landing at better places to play than Colorado. Like, a kid just signed with UCLA earlier in the week. So at a certain point, if you're doing that much turnover on your roster, are you actually improving it, or are you just changing the names on the jerseys?
Ralph, before you go, we've been detailing all these preseason polls, which don't mean much, but they're part of what we do. They're the only gauge we have until we get to the real polls that matter later on. And there does seem to be a shift, not a dramatic shift, but Alabama, instead of being one, maybe two when Clemson was at the top, is now seemingly locked in about number six We're seeing Brian Kelly's team ranked high. We're seeing other schools mattered. Just your view from the top of the Empire State Building.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with, I think the quarterback situation coming out of spring probably knocked Alabama down a couple of pegs. I think if you go get Tyler Buckner, the guy who was going to be the backup at Notre Dame, that's going to like set up a little bit of a red flag for folks to go, oh, wait a second, you don't have anybody who is better than the backup at Notre Dame. Now, we don't know that for sure. He might not start. So I think if you add that and the simple fact that there are no established stars on Alabama's offense this year, for the first time in several years, there are no established stars. I would caution, though, you know, if you look at some of the early mock drafts for next year, a lot of Alabama guys, especially on the defensive side. I think Dallas Turner and a bunch of guys, that defense could be really, really good. I am of the opinion that Alabama probably has some superstars on that roster. We just don't know who they are yet.
And Nick Saban is not about to tell us. Ralph, it's great to talk. You, what about Georgia, though, before you go? Do you think, I mean, they will be number one in the preseason, won't they?
I would be shocked if they wouldn't. And at this point, if you've won two in a row, Kirby Smart is owed that respect. I believe that they are, you know, to a certain degree, the new Bama. I know Bama fans don't want to hear that, but I think that they have taken that reign to the point where they deserve the respect of being number one again, even with some turnover.
Great stuff from Ralph Russo as we begin the program with the unlikely subject of Alabama's baseball coach. We found our way to talk about the football program as well. We have a lot to do. Schlabaugh will join us in a few minutes, and many other guests will go to Ole Miss. We'll go to Texas A&M and KP on the scandal that has rocked college baseball today. All of that over the next 4 hours.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And welcome back. The headline that Mark Schlabaugh put out this week on ESPN about the mid-season, preseason, top 25. Mark, appreciate his time. Mark, always good to talk to you. And before I get to the football poll, you've been a long time one of the top investigative reporters at ESPN. And I realize that this is not why we had you on, but have you ever heard of a college baseball gambling scandal before?
No, I didn't even know you could bet on college baseball, to be honest with you, Paul.
I didn't either.
And I don't know who would want to wager on college baseball, but it's an unfortunate situation, an ugly situation, and Alabama's had a few of them lately, so it's not good.
Yeah, it does seem like they're on a losing streak in that regard. Well, speaking of Alabama, let's get to the football poll, because some of us were aghast that Alabama was number 6 until we saw some other polls that were similar to that. So let's talk about how we ended up with this ranking. Georgia, Michigan, Florida State, SC, Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, Penn State, Clemson, and Texas. I think it's pretty easy to figure out why Georgia's at the top, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, they still got a ton left. Back-to-back national championships. Lou Stetson Bennett, obviously the quarterback that led them over the hump. Lose Todd Monk into the NFL. Lose three, four guys off the defense who won the first couple of rounds last week. But, yeah, they're going to be really good up front on offense. They probably got the deepest receiver core they've had under Kirby with the with Dominic Lovett and Ra-Ra Thomas from Mississippi State. You know, they bring back Brock Bowers defensively. Still got five stars up and down the depth chart. So, I mean, look, the schedule is what it is, and it's awful. And I'd be really surprised if they lose one.
Talking to Mark Schlabaugh, Mark, the Alabama part of it, number six, that could mean a lot of things. That could mean one loss. That could mean maybe more than one loss. What do you see, and according to the people with whom you speak, when we talk about Alabama, other than the obvious, a quarterback controversy?
Yeah, that was the big thing for me. I think I had them five coming out of the national championship game and dropped them a spot. I think they're going to be really good on defense. I think they'll be fine with Kevin Steele calling plays. It's just offensively. I mean, you know, they didn't like Milroe or Simpson coming out of the spring. So Tommy Reese, the new offensive coordinator, when he got Buckner from Notre Dame, he's an athletic kid, doesn't throw it, you know, real accurately. You know, I think they've still got some issues at receiver. Do they have a guy that can bust you over the top? I think they've still got some issues on the offensive line. You know, I think Justice Haynes, the tailback from Atlanta, whose dad played at Georgia, is going to be a really good player for him. But I just think that they've got some holes on offense that they're going to have to address. And, you know, it may take more than bringing in a guy that was probably going to be Notre Dame's backup.
Mark, with LSU coming back after a really good first season, maybe because it was – better than expected. Four losses is not normally considered a great year by LSU, but what do you see down there with the quarterback situation solid? The road game that would have to trouble you, though, against Alabama with the opening game against Florida State, which I know you consider very, very highly regarded.
Yeah, lost that one last year. So, I mean, I like what Brian Kelly did last year. I thought he, you know, inherited a mess from Ed Orgeron in terms of the locker room. I think he's done a good job of reestablishing some order and some culture down there. I think Jaden Daniels should be better in year two. They got a nice receiver core. I think defensively with Mason Smith coming back and teaming up with Harold Perkins, who they moved inside at linebacker. You know, I think LSU's got a chance to overtake Alabama, beat them last year in overtime. You know, didn't play well after that against Arkansas and certainly against Texas A&M on the road when they got walloped. But, you know, I think Kelly's done a nice job of bringing in some guys that are Louisiana natives out of the portal and has reestablished some depth. So I think they'll have a chance.
Mark, it seems like we always fall into this Texas is back approach. And I realize 10 doesn't mean that much in today's world of college football, but they lost five games last year. They haven't been a top 10 team at the end of the season in a while. Why Texas?
Who else?
Good question.
I mean, that was the biggest. Somebody's got to win the Big 12. They came close to getting the 9 or 10 wins last year. You know, I think they lost five games by 7 points or fewer. It seems like Ewers, the quarterback, has finally matured, cut his hair, lost some weight, looked good in the spring, really, you know, fended off Arch Manning in a competition that never really existed. But you look at their receiver core with Worthy and Adonai Mitchell from Georgia, Whittington, got a really nice tight end in Sanders. They've got some nice pieces, even without Bijan Robinson on that side of the ball. And they started a ton of young kids on the offensive line last year. Those guys are coming back. You know, Sark says he likes his roster. They got to get better on defense. They got to learn how to win close games. You know, we'll see. I think it's a big year for Steve Sarkisian. You know, as I said in the story, these teams have never won more than 9 games. And if they're going to compete in the SEC going forward. I think he's got to show that, you know, that he can do that and they can get some momentum going into a new league.
Always great to catch up with Mark Slaybaugh with the final, I believe, preseason poll before the real preseason poll start in August. Mark, many thanks. Appreciate it. Mark Slaybaugh from ESPN. We'll continue to follow the story of the day, the firing of Alabama's baseball coach, involved, according to reports, in a betting scandal. No details yet. A lot of rumors out there. We'll try to separate fact from fiction as the afternoon rolls on.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greg Sankey has issued a statement today saying the University of Alabama has taken swift action about information about baseball sports wagering activity was questioned by industry regulators. Ensuring the integrity of athletic competition is our highest priority, and for that purpose, the SEC monitors gambling activity through its relationship with U.S. Integrity and has done so since 2018. There must be zero tolerance for activity that puts into question the integrity of competition. We will remain in communication with the university throughout its ongoing review, and we'll have no further comment at this time. So that is where we are. This all started percolating last week, a little bit more yesterday than last night. It started coming together, and then this morning, the University of Alabama made the decision to fire its baseball coach. Greg Byrne has not been available for comment beyond that one statement, fairly similar to how he handled the Brandon Miller situation in terms of only giving one interview, and that was a podcast interview. He never really addressed many of the issues on that, and we are waiting later on, maybe perhaps when Byrne attends the baseball game in Tuscaloosa, that he will address the media completely on his embattled baseball program. Now, let's get to the calls, and Mitch is in Ohio. Hello, Mitch, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, good afternoon. I'm just wondering, do you think there might be any connection with Bohannon and Pete Rose? Isn't that ironic that it happened in Cincinnati?
I wouldn't even know how to answer that question. I'm not sure what Pete Rose has to do with anything other than the fact that he got drunk out of baseball 30 years ago.
It happened at Cincinnati Reds Park.
Well, so what? I mean, Pete Rose doesn't work for the Reds. John is up next in Louisville. John, go right ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. And the last three polls have Alabama as six, so that's three sixes now for early polls, correct?
That is correct. I think I know where you're going there.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. Yeah, I was going to talk about Hunter Dickinson, but versus my best and worst look coming out of the NFL draft. The best look was the train station, the architectural, the beauty of them all, you know, whether it's Denver, Chicago, or L.A., I thought it was really well-produced there. And then the worst look was them dimming the lights in the green room and telling Will Levis, you and your dates have to go home now.
Yeah. I felt, Will Levis, there's that guy every year, John. There's always the guy that brings the girl to the prom and finds out that the prom is another night.
He brought the girls with him.
Yeah.
Hey, on the Hunter Dickinson signing, free agent signing, and I'm saying that for $2 million a year. He's graduating from University of Michigan in the summer. He knows he doesn't have an NFL, an excuse, he of course doesn't, an NBA career with the type of ball he plays. So he goes out and gets the best deal for $2 million a year. Have we created the so-called C-League of pros?
I think so. And again, I think it's a big deal when players end up not going to Vegas. Dustin is in Tulsa. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon. How are you, bud?
Okay.
Hey, just real quick question. So with everything that's gone on at Alabama, you know, the kind of the missteps off the court with the basketball program, you know, all the turmoil in the quarterback room, and now this going on with Bohannon and the baseball. In keeping with yesterday's theme, I just wanted to ask you, is there a culture problem at Alabama, and why is it all Paul Feinbaum's fault?
It is my fault, and I take full responsibility, and my resignation is in the mail.
Well, we'll be looking for that envelope. We'll open it with great joy. I hope you guys have a great day, man.
Pat is up next in Georgia.
Hey, Paul. So much in the news. I'll be interested to see if Greg Byrne has learned anything from the basketball situation and how he handles the baseball situation. That'll be interesting to look at.
Well, Pat, let me. I don't know what there is to handle. These situations, there's no decision. It's automatic. I mean, the baseball coach is the least of his problems right now are losing his job at Alabama.
No, well, absolutely, and I wonder with all the advertising on TV across the board for all sports. I mean, am I being too cynical to wonder why there aren't more gambling problems?
Well, but I think in this case we have to be careful. We don't know. The only reason this is a bigger deal than it is if it involves players, and there's no evidence that it does. Right now it involves a coach, which is even if you told me that a young player on a baseball team got caught up in something, I could understand that. They're 18, 19, 20 years old. They're vulnerable. Can you explain to me why a 47-year-old baseball coach could get caught up in something like this?
Well, I can't, other than perhaps he's an addict, and that's, you know, something entirely different. Let me talk about something else with what Primetime's doing out in Colorado. And Beverly mentioned earlier this week, she said, did you know there's 1,000 people in the portal that are going absolutely nowhere? They got into the portal and they're going nowhere. And I said, yeah, there's a bunch of people that get in and they go absolutely nowhere. Primetime is, he's using, in my opinion, the portal to his advantage, getting rid of the people.
Well,
that's
what he was hired to do. And I would tell you that there were countless other coaches in recent history that would have dumped their entire team if they could have gotten away with it. They just couldn't get away with it. Logan is in North Carolina. Hey, Logan.
Hey, Paul. I think Deion's probably going to lose every game he plays this year. I don't know how he's going to field a team, so I wouldn't be surprised if that happens, and I wouldn't care if it does, honestly, what he's done to that team. But, hey, you kind of answered my question. I was going to call, and I wanted to know if any Alabama players had been implicated in the gambling scandal. Have you heard anything about any?
None. Absolutely none. Okay. This seems to be centered around one person and one person only, which makes it even more remarkable.
Well, you kind of asked the question, Paul, what would cause someone to do this? And I can tell you it's an addiction problem. And when you have all these sports betting
but
things
Logan,
being thrown out of people,
let's say your baseball coach has an Let's say your baseball coach has an addiction problem. Who's responsible for that baseball program? Who made the hire? Who's in charge? Who has supervision?
Yeah, I mean, it looks really bad on the athletic director right now, Paul. I'm not trying to cover up anything. That's really bad. I mean, we don't know. I'm jumping to a conclusion, but most people like Pete Rose that have disgraced their careers, they've done it because of addiction. They've been addicted to gambling. And so if the AD didn't do his due diligence and find out what this guy's doing, I mean, it's a black eye on Alabama. And God forbid that any players get implicated in this. I mean, that's going to be a whole nother level. So it's. I think this is a lot more serious than what people realize.
Well, what's serious is where this goes from here. And I don't know the case other than what I've been told, which is the same thing you've been told. But
yeah,
I do know when you do something like this, you're shattering. I loved where on that interview we had coming into the program, that the NCAA is involved. I mean, the NCAA is not a factor here. It's, you know, get a little bit more, use a couple of other organizations that use acronyms other than the NCAA, and that's where this is going.
Yeah, that really scares everybody. The NCAA is coming in to look into it. Well, that's
I'd be more concerned about the FBI than I would the NCAA.
Yeah, I would be much more concerned about some kind of federal racketeering or wire fraud charges. So NCAA, they got no teeth, like you said before, Paul.
Thanks, Logan. Appreciate it. Randy is up next. Hey, Randy.
Hi, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, I had a comment about John from Kentucky about him, about calling in about the Alabama situation. I mean, you know, he may have some good points or something, but I mean, I don't know what you know. I mean, don't he have something better to do, like a mint julep or watch a horse run around a track this weekend or something and worried about what's going on down here?
Seems like if you lived in Louisville, there's one weekend of the year that matters, and it is this weekend.
Right. my point.
And by the way, I don't know how many other weekends do matter, but I know the first Saturday in May is the ultimate day in the state of in the city of Louisville. We're up against a break. Your phone calls continue here at 855-242-7285. We'll bounce around the SEC. We'll continue updating on the Alabama situation, and we're back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, welcome back. Trey is up next. Good afternoon, Trey.
How are you doing today, Paul?
We are well. Thank you.
Man, it's been a year for Alabama, hasn't it?
They have not had many sunny days in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, but anyways, I was wanting you to explain to me, why is A&M getting all this hype like they're going to win the West? I don't see it.
Well, I think a lot of people believe last year was an outlier, and with all those defensive players that they brought in with 1 year under their belt, they were close in many of the losses. You apparently are not an A&M fan, huh?
No, you see, I've called in many times trying to dog on A&M. I'm a big Razorback fan. You know that.
I do. I'll tell you what, Trey, let me ask a question to a guy named Matt who is a
Razorback fan. The only thing projecting is your starry, schizophrenic team who are going to beat the living crap out. So why don't you go shut up and go cry back to Arkansas, because we're going to win the West. We have 15 starters coming back. We got a Carter Williams, a five-star quarterback. You ain't got one. And as to the other projection team, that's Oklahoma, who's going to go 8-4. So, you know, Paul, I'm going to laugh when I get the last laugh in the end. Because my team has Bobby Trino. We're going to do better. So, our Alabama fans. The only Alabama fan I like is Legend. I respect a lot.
Robert is up next. Hey, Robert, you're on the air.
Hi, Paul. I want to know, are we witnessing the death of college football with this transfer portal?
I don't think so. I think it's turned everything upside down, but I don't know. I'll still be out there this fall watching games every Saturday. What about you?
I will, too, back in Georgia. And look, anybody ever want as a reason why Bear Alexander left Georgia?
He's the one that went to Southern Cal. I don't know. Maybe he just didn't feel like he was getting enough attention.
Well, he know he got to put in the work.
Well, the problem when you play at a team like Georgia, there's so much talent there that you can get a little bit lost in the shuffle. I don't know why he specifically decided, but they've lost a few players in the portal because you always think there's a greener opportunity elsewhere. Hey, thank you for the call. Jen is up next in Florida.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Hey, Paul. First time I called, and I adore you.
Thank you.
I adore everything. I words over the board. Anyway, my point is, I'm sorry, I just got over I'm still getting over a stroke. But anyway, Georgia is pretty good. My thing is that maybe they'll do it again. And do you think Kirby Smart is as good as my alma mater, Florida State? Do you think they can do it that good? I mean, I love sports.
Yeah,
I love
Jen,
you sports.
Right now I think Kirby Smart has the best program in the country, and Florida State does not. Florida State is trying to get back to where it used to be, and they may be on their way back. Thanks for the call. Dan is up next.
Thanks, Paul. Paul, yesterday you said, you know, Bama wasn't worried about LSU, but it seems like LSU's involved in everything that's exposing Alabama, you know, the win in football, basketball, and now baseball. And, you know, in my humble opinion, Alabama should be worried about LSU before they start worrying about Georgia.
Well, there's a lot to disagree with in that statement, but I'll just let it sit there for a minute. Chip is up next in Georgia. Hello, Chip.
Hello, Mr. Paul. How you doing today, sir?
Very well.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to ask, you got so much inside knowledge. Do you think that Georgia can go undefeated next year? And if not, who do you think will beat them, sir?
I think they really have very few chances to lose in the regular season. The highest probability would be at Tennessee. I don't think other than that game, there's a close call. And
I was kind of thinking like you, Mr. Yeah. Paul, to be honest with you. I'm a little gun shy about Tennessee. You know, every team, whether they win the national championship or not, goes through, you know, a tough or a close game. And I think I'm going to have to agree with you on this one. Tennessee can be tough, sir.
Yeah, Chip. And then it's really who do they get in the SEC game and then what happens in the playoffs? We saw that last year. Ohio State was we all know what happened in that game. So I think Georgia gets through the regular season undefeated. That would be a not-so-difficult prediction right now. Thank you for the call. It's good to hear from you. And Duncan is up next in California. Hello, Duncan.
How you doing, Paul? How's everything going?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Well, the reason I wanted to call today, Paul, I always like your insight. I'm calling from the West Coast, and you know that the Pac-12, you got two teams going over. You got USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten. What do you think? How do you think they're going to fare in the Big Ten?
I think USC will be great. That program has been elevated to such a degree with Lincoln Riley and everything that has come with that. And I think they'll fit right in. I'm not so sure about UCLA. Right now, UCLA is, third, fourth, fifth best football program in the Pac-12. I think that will move them more toward the middle of the pack in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
But the Big Ten is very top-heavy. You have three super teams in Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio State, and then Wisconsin, Iowa, who moves into that next realm? And then there's the middle, and I think UCLA will be in the middle.
I have a feeling that because of Harbaugh right now, I think he's building a juggernaut, and I have a feeling he's going to win it all this year maybe. He's got a pretty potent team. What do you think of chances going on?
Harbaugh just has to be able to he's had two amazing seasons, and I thought – last year, I didn't expect them to beat Georgia, but this year they should have beaten TCU. There was no excuse for that. So would they have beaten Georgia? No. Next year, are they in a better position? I mean, they've got a blue chip at quarterback, and they've got so many other positions. And when you check their schedule, where would they lose? Wouldn't the road games are okay? Nebraska, Minnesota, that's not happening. Michigan State, that's a program that was yesterday's news. They could lose at Penn State, though. I would not trust that game at all. Hey, thank you for the call. We're up against a break.
Okay,
we'll continue.
Great
to hear from you. We'll follow the Alabama story with more updates later on. We'll head to Ole Miss next and find out who the quarterback's going to be for Lane Kiffin.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.